you're listening to Cocktail Corner on 95 BFM.
We've returned to the BFM prize cupboard for our assorted tropical liqueurs to take the lead on this edition of Cocktail Corner. Welcome, Kristen.
Hello, everyone.
Thank you so much for being our in-house bartender.
Anytime.
What do you think about the bar?
Well, you know, it's envious. It's different layers. You have a cupboard that has special treats that we can pull out and make a plethora of cocktails.
Nice and vague. I like it.
Yeah.
It's also full of beers and glassware, T-shirts.
Well, we don't want to see people starting
shout
to...
Out the sponsors,
I know, right?
John.
Like
shout out the sponsors,
Paradog,
please.
Helitau. There
you go. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Beer hug as well.
But it's not just open all the time.
No.
It's for special occasions.
It's the only room in the whole office with a lock, so all the sort of top shelfy
that's
stuff.
That's a good thing to say.
Yeah,
and I do keep these on the top shelf. Even though they would normally...
Even the blue Curacao?
Yeah, even normally you wouldn't put these on the top shelf, but in the prize cupboard, they are on the top shelf.
Do you know much about blue Curacao?
So I know a little bit.
Can you confirm that it comes in different colors?
not the blue Curacao.
Blue is always blue.
Blue is blue.
Carry on.
Okay, so today we're going...
It is.
We're going to do a month of tropical drinks, perfect for the summer. So today we're going to make the 95 Blue Tune.
You've named it?
I have named it.
Okay.
Like a blue lagoon.
But this is actually a takeoff on a Neptune.
You realize we have a whole sort of company of people that are real keen to name the cocktail though as well.
That's why I set a baseline, a very low bar, so that everyone's creativity starts to spark.
Okay, so you are welcome to text in. Kristen won't get upset if you have a name for the cocktail.
I would love it.
Your name one more time.
Kristen.
No, the cocktail.
The blue tune.
It's the 95 Blue Tune.
You're leaning on the B. I got you. Okay.
Now, just run us through the ingredients that you've got here on the BFM desk because there's some Bacardi.
Yes. So we're going to start off with some Bacardi, a white rum. Mm. There are several out there. I picked this one up in the Harrachy cellars. Mm-hmm. So good old George takes care of me all the time. And this is a white rum. And so we're going to...
It's something that I've come to learn is I actually do quite like a bit of white rum. It's pretty versatile, and I think it is typically, you know, it goes down smooth and it gets you in that sweet spot.
And it's the mojito one.
Yeah, it's not too sweet and it's not too heavy, so it's a great kind of... And this is what's going to kind of keep the drink from becoming too, like, too blue or too banana. Mm. This one's going to... It's going to keep it definitely very palatable.
We just had a little text in from Old Mate here saying Mum will be stoked with a Project X type turnout for the Garrison House. So that address one more time, 44 Woodlands Careers in Browns Bay. I'll have some books and toys and whatnot because Mum's moving out.
Oh, maybe Mum needs a bartender. I can come down with the...
We think it's Saturday. We think it's noon on Saturday. And I assume it to be a brick house.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let's toast Mum.
Talk us through these measurements.
Okay. So we're going to do, normally you would do about 30 mils of the white rum for one drink.
How many can Tana do? No, carry on.
Okay. So what we're going to do is I'm going to actually do three 60s, so 180, so that everybody can have the drink.
There's four drinks. Yes.
Yeah.
180 mils of Bacardi going into a cocktail shaker. Does the cocktail shaker have ice in it?
It does, but we're not really going to shake it. We're just kind of going to stir it around just to make sure that it doesn't, so that it blends a little bit.
I find the shaking part quite stressful.
It is, especially
around all these electronics.
Big time.
Yeah, we're not going to cause any stress here. We might have to make a couple rounds of these, but we want to just at least get everybody to...
Now the blue...
Actually, you know what? Let's do...
Blue Curacao. Yeah, you're just going to give it a little bit of bartender top up there.
Yeah,
Blue
Curacao
being an orange liqueur.
They're actually... it's fermented kablooies from back in the day. That's how they make
have
Blue Curacao.
Oh, man. It smells good, man. man.
Well, and it's an orange, you know, it's an orange drink. That's so good. In a pinch.
It's a bit of a head muck around though, eh, when you've got the blue bottle and it's smelling
the
orange.
The thing is, the blue is just total gimmick.
What was the plan?
It's just gimmick.
What was the plan?
Oh yeah, blue orange.
Well, I think because they wanted to do something tropical, right? So a blue Hawaii or a blue lagoon.
Sucked in.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So now we're going to do, I was going to just do 30 of the blue Curacao and 30 of the banana, but we're going to double it up because I doubled up the rum. And we'll just be a little generous.
Look at this.
Right?
We've got
it's
a North
summer.
American pour going on here.
Yeah, it's kind of like the blue version of antifreeze,
best.
Eh? Like, that's the zone.
But it does not taste or smell like antifreeze. Okay.
Sam Smith B News is grinning like a Cheshire Cat, I must say, in the background there.
We've had the words angry blue banana texted in.
Yeah. Well, hopefully nobody has an angry blue banana out there, because that is not a fun time.
Let's just calm down.
Was that bad?
Let's have a... both of these, the blue curacao and the banana liqueur, are both the Kuiper. Oh, I love the smell of the banana, the Kuiper as well.
You do love banana stuff. Oh, yeah, it does smell like little candies.
Look, all right, yes. Oh, look at Sam Smith, he's coming in here. Smell my bananas.
There you go.
So we're not going to put the pineapple juice in right now.
I might change from this funk music, eh? It's a little bit too... You guys are going crazy.
That was Johnny. He doesn't even look remorseful.
Oh,
okay.
You're doing the shake right now, but it's so low-key. We're having a conversation. You're just doing
this absolutely.
Swirl.
Okay. So I'm doing
what's
a swirl.
In there? Something's in there, though.
So what's in here is ice, the rum, the blue curacao, and the banana. So
right. I thought there was like a spoon or something in there.
Yeah, no, that's the ice.
Like those little sweets you get at the movies in the pick and mix.
Oh, yeah. Mm. They're like, but we're not going to put the pineapple juice in the shaker. We're going to top off the drink with it.
Mm.
Okay. So
that's
here
how
we go.
I like my liquor. I like it. Smelling like candy.
So we've got four sort of smallish glasses, kind of wine. Smallish wine glasses.
Banana, nah. I think people were just enjoying me reading these things out.
We don't really have martini glasses here. We don't have a lot of kind of those open. So you can use what you have, right? So if people at home don't have a full bar set, or maybe one of your martini glasses broke the last time you were making this drink, it's okay. Use what you have. And if you want more banana or more curacao, you do you. That's what it's all about with cocktail shaking. Make your own signature. Okay, so we're going to start pouring these.
No rules, no boundaries when it comes to cocktails, guys.
Going over ice. Wow.
Except for Perky Nana related
stuff. It is looking very Mountain Blast.
Yeah, it is on brand. I was joking about the Tana, but how many can Tana do?
And like I said last time, you want to pour kind of even across so that everybody gets part of the cocktail. If you have to make more, you have to make more. But at least give everybody a get-go.
Do you think the Kuiper scanned the market and were just like, oh, there isn't much gnarly blue stuff out there. We'll make it blue. Is that how it went down?
You know what? I'm not quite sure about the history. It's a good thing that we have Wikipedia. I think that there are several brands. It depends on where you are and what is available.
It's interesting you said that.
Right?
You just got a text in saying the mum is actually on holiday and the
garage sale.
I guess son or daughter is selling on behalf. So you won't meet the mum at the garage sale there in Browns Bay.
Getting a phone call. Hello, BFM.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
You guys are just talking about curacao. It's liquor that's... Oh, the fruit from an orange or something that comes from the island.
Yeah. It's the only thing they could grow on the island because it's it's a big lump of coral, basically, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it can only be called curacao if it's grown, comes from that island.
We've just had some pineapple thrown in here, caller, and it's gone a little bit crazy, I've got to say.
Really? Cool.
It's kind of...
All right.
Thanks, Matt.
Back to my workout.
It's gone from an electric blue to more of an aqua.
And there's levels to it.
And you can see... and you can see the pineapple juice kind of goes down to the bottom, so it's a little bit layered.
It looks like a movie prop, or like it's a little bit like spring break kind of drink.
Mm-hmm. It is a spring break drink.
I do feel like I want to go on spring break
now. This is poolside, just somewhere.
Anyone poolside right now?
Central America.
Damn you, 5395, let us know if you're poolside.
This is pretty good. What do you think?
Yacht rock.
And pouring it over ice, so you can shake it and you can shake it and strain it. or you can just pour it over ice. If, especially on a hot day, you want to keep this drink cold. It's okay to, even if you're shaking it, to pour it over
the
ice.
The pineapple's rounded it out quite a lot. It's a lot rounder on the mouth.
I'm going to dial up my pineapple a little bit. I'm just going to have a play with it.
Okay.
Me too, actually. Wait, that was... Okay.
Oh, sorry, Samson. Here we go.
It's got even more green now.
Yeah, you just kind of play with the levels.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because some people like pineapple, some people like orange.
Love it.
Some people like banana.
For me, it's pineapple and mango neck and neck for like the greatest fruits ever.
Is that right?
Pretty much.
I just gave it a tiny top of pineapple because it was tasting rather boozy.
Mm.
And the pineapple is just really shining through now.
Well, it's a good thing we didn't do the shooters.
Name of the drink one more time.
The 95 Blue Tune.
Okay.
Unless there's something else out there. Last time we had some great...
Very tropical.
...recommendations.
Hey, what's Beethoven's favorite fruit? Question mark. It's a good name. I like that. It's very open.
Is that the new name, or was that a legit question?
That's just my interpretation of the text machine at this
someone's
minute.
Someone's got a little joke.
Okay, someone's going to tell a joke about the about
there?
Blue Curacao. That's okay.
Much,
I'm
Kristen.
Up for a joke.
Thank you very much, banana liqueur, or whatever. What is that flavor there?
Banana?
They're both de caipa.
Mm.
Lekker.
As is the pineapple liqueur that you have, too. So that'll make a play next week.
Bacardi, and we should say thanks to the real McCoy pineapple premium fruit juice.
Box juice.
Try it. Send that to them. We'll get a sponsorship. Yeah.
Thank you so much. Enjoy, everyone. Cheers.
Cocktail Corner on 95 BFM.